Well, Dave and Lisa, thanks so much for coming back to Songs from Studio C and doing this again, because, you know, we had some issues last time.
Thanks, Nolan.
Thank you. Thanks for having us back.
And so the first question is, how did you first meet each other, and when did you decide to start writing and performing together?
We probably met each other like 5 years ago, maybe now, about. And Dave helped produce a couple of my solo records. And what was the next question? Sorry.
When did we start writing and stuff?
That was just probably a year and a half ago, about.
For this project, yeah. But,
mm-hmm. Yeah. But we've been working together for, probably 5 years since he started playing guitar and helping me develop songs for those last solo records.
And for people who don't know what the previous recording project was, what was that band?
It just went by Lisa Valentine. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a full, like a soul band, live performance with horns and everything. And the albums had like everything, organs and Rhodes and horns and backup singers. And it was fun. Big productions.
Well, something that's also fun is playing as a duo, because, you know, everything's a lot simpler and easier to fit everybody in the car to travel and play. But what are some of the other things that you like about performing as a duo as opposed to with a full band?
For me, I just have a lot of fun, and I feel like we really connect really well, and we're able to get very, intimate into our songwriting and just to be alone together and have a good time, go out on the road, write music. It's cool, and we don't have anybody else to answer to.
Yeah, I was thinking about that yesterday. We get to make whatever decisions because we trust each other. But playing live as a duo is cool, too, because you can kind of go. You can take it places musically, and we trust each other to extend it or jam it out or, you know, try something new last minute, and we don't have to, like, learn it as a band. We just try it real quick and then go for it.
Well, you mentioned also, you know, playing together is something that allows you to, you know, get more intimate with a performance. And I'm wondering if performing, you know, songs about love and things like that as a couple allows you to present songs in a different way than with, like, past musical projects.
We don't have a lot of, like, love songs in particular. It's mostly, like, stories and journeys and, like, imagery. And I don't know. I mean, they're kind of, like, family weaved in there. And
yeah,
it's interesting. Although there is a new one that has
like a couple
that theme. There's a couple.
Love ones.
Yeah. But does being a couple make that easier or harder or change it? I don't know.
It's easy. I feel very comfortable sharing, you know, the songs with Dave. Anything that I come up with, and he feels good sharing it with me, what he comes up with, I think. So, and we're just very open about it.
Maybe you could say, like, if in a band, if you bring, like, a love song or about somebody or whatever to a band, you have to, like, you're the only one singing it that is feeling the story that you wrote, you know, because the band is playing the music and they're not like all in the, but I think with the duo, we kind of support each other enough to like be brave enough to bring that out and really feel it and deliver it all the way.
It does make me, you know, just, there's only been a couple of love songs really. And the last one was like, I was a little nervous maybe to share it, but when I did, it's like, wow, it's just so cool how he took it and, developed like this melody, and afterwards I'm just like, oh, whoa, that's so cool, like I can't believe what he did with it, like, yeah.
I will tell you one thing though, it is strange if I could be super candid, but like if lyrics are personal, to be brought a song where there's like certain things in there where you're like, oh yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about, and you have to like write music to it and play it live and stuff. But in the end, you know that a lot of people can relate and everyone's going through stuff. So so it kind of really is just, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, you also mentioned that a lot of, you know, the experiences were in stories that influenced the writing. of this last album, I was wondering what were some of those experiences or stories that influenced the writing of this album?
I think we really knocked out quite a few of the songs by just going on road trips and traveling around. Like, we like going to the ocean and getting inspiration from being on the road, like out of Chico for a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like digging into like what inspired some of the songs was just kind of like stories of our family and things like that. But not in a real, like, direct, kind of obvious way. They just sort of, like, popped up as we were writing and became a sort of underlying theme that could be one way to interpretate the song. But and once we could find a little theme and kind of latch onto that, we could kind of expand from there.
Like, Away, we were just, like, sitting around a campfire at McCarriager in Fort Bragg, and... You know, it first kind of started, I think, more of like we're writing about the ocean, the sea, but then I realized, oh, this is reminds me of my, you know, grandpa or whatever. So there's little bits in there that I drew on for him, and then we realized, oh, it's like a story about, you know, him for me, but it can be interpreted many ways.
Mm-hmm. Well, take me through the writing process. How does it work when? Like Dave brings an idea for a song or Lisa brings an idea for a song and then how does it work like fleshing that out into a final product?
Mm. I always love this question on podcasts because I'm so curious about how everyone else does it. And it seems to be like everyone has their own kind of path, of course. But I think we try every way and I think a lot of writers do too. You try to mix it up so you don't, like if she brings lyrics, I'll write music. If I bring a guitar part, she'll write lyrics and a melody. Sometimes she'll just write lyrics and I'll write a melody and then a guitar part will come from that. Sometimes I'll write lyrics and a melody and a guitar part and then she'll take it and write more lyrics and expand on it. You know, it's like however that little spark happens, we just follow it through from there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like this song that we just recorded for this video, you know, it was cool though. Dave, I think, pretty much wrote most of the lyrics and came up with the melody, and you know, I got to add some stuff, but then it, you know, it does feel like it's, once we start singing it together, it all of a sudden, it feels like it becomes ours.
Yeah, because even if like she writes all the lyrics or I write all the lyrics, or we both write the lyrics together, we feel like there are lyrics. Like all of our songwriting is split 50-50, no matter who writes what. It's like that song, even though I wrote a lot of the lyrics, it's 50-50 because she made it what it is. And so that we recognize that process. And I think having that, like that deal between two people, like everything we do is 50-50 and it's all collaborative, is supportive so we can feel comfortable writing.
Well, another big part of your songs are the harmonies, and they're, you know, featured throughout a lot of your different songs. And I'm wondering who writes those, and do you just kind of, and how does that work? Do you kind of feel them out while you're jamming, or do you like actually map it out like note for note, or is it like a little bit of both?
I'll tell you the trick that my good buddy back home, Brooks, taught me was he was an amazing harmonizer, and he could sing parts to all the backup singers, and then they'd all sing it together, and it would be perfect. So what I learned from him was you don't necessarily think of the intervals so much, but you find a starting point. So like if she sings a note, I'll find a starting point of a harmony, whether it's below or above, you know, lower in the middle, you know. So I think of the range, but find a starting note and then sing a counter melody that harmonizes with it. And that way you get like contrary motion and you get movement in the harmony and you don't get locked into like parallel thirds or fifths or something crazy that sounds kind of weird. So I think if I was to map it out, I would just do it like based off of like harmony, you know, the way harmony works. And it's way more fun to just come up with a counter melody and just work it out until it works, you know. I don't know how everybody else does it, but that's that's my weird way of doing it. So, if that makes sense.
It does.
Then he has to put up with me trying to figure out the harmonies with him and stuff because I've never really learned harmonies or anything, and so I'm still learning, and I can't believe. I've gotten better.
Mm-hmm.
So
Lisa sang on this record and on our new demos. She's singing a lot of harmonies with herself that she'd never done before, and it sounds really, really cool. So. And that's what we do there. I just sing her a counter melody, and she just sings what I sing back at me, and then she sings that with the original track, and it works out. Mm-hmm. So,
and those are funny. We have a lot of funny outtakes for those.
Have you ever written a song and then discovered along the way, like, oh, this actually works way better for your voice instead of mine?
Oh, for the harmony parts?
No, for just the original melody.
Well, she always sings the melody, so we just find the key. I think maybe more appropriately is I'll write a song in the wrong key, maybe in my key, and so I'll have to change the key or maybe rework the chords to fit her voice.
I think it'd be really cool, though. I mean, we were talking about maybe doing like a duet eventually where I think Dave will like sing some stuff just on his own, and I'll sing, we'll go back and forth or something.
Like Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton.
Right?
Oops, sorry. The table shakes.
I don't know what that was.
The table shaking.
Kenny Rogers power coming through.
It's the beer.
Yep.
All about the beer.
Well, do you have a current favorite song to perform live, and why?
I really like this one, which we've only performed, I think, once or twice in front of anybody. Mm-hmm. So this is like our third time, I think, performing it out. So I'm really in love with it right now. But I also really like this new one. It's fun to sing for just vocally, I feel like. It's called Howl at the Moon. And it's upbeat, and it's really fun. And we got a really good response from the last crowd we played it for. So, yeah, you'll be seeing that in the future.
It's on YouTube right now.
And second to last question, what is the best songwriting tip that you ever got from some other musician or writer?
You know this one.
Probably write what you know. I don't remember exactly where I heard it or who said it, but write what you know. Don't write about things that you can't relate to, because then it doesn't feel real. And we just had to deal with that with a brand new song that I felt like didn't really connect to any of our experience. And I had to like say, maybe this isn't going to happen. Maybe it will still. Maybe it can connect still. Mm-hmm. But I think you have to write your experience or what you know, or at least ground it in that. It doesn't have to be direct, like, this is what I did, but write things that you can relate to and really get into and like, sing for real. Because when you're playing live for audience, they know if you're really connected with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. That song, that's what's cool is, we can decide the song doesn't work and we're okay with it if one of us decides it's not going to work out and we talk about it and stuff. As far as songwriting, the best advice, I think what Dave said is pretty much right on the money there. But I can't really think of anything else other than just, be honest and real about who you are.
And watch Pat Pattison videos.
Oh, yeah. That's who I was thinking.
There's like 5,000 tips for songwriting in that advice galore. One of his is feel free to write crap.
Oh, yeah. That was a good one.
It's okay. It's okay if it's not good. You can write another one.
That's a good tip right there.
Yep.
Well, let's talk about the song that you're playing today. What's the title of this song and what can you tell us about it?
The Line?
Cross the Line?
Cross the Line.
What are we calling it?
We don't even know yet, so I don't even know.
I think we're calling it Cross the Line.
Cross the Line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not much to tell about it. We don't really try to explain our songs because it could be interpreted however people want. So
I interpreted differently than when Dave presented it.
I didn't tell her,
I interpreted it this way, and, well, let's just
Yeah, I didn't even mention where I was coming from with it, and then she sort of picked it out. But then we came up with other interpretations, so it's weird. I don't know. It depends on when we're playing it and where and what it means, but it does have a little bit of a kind of commentary, if you will, in a way.
And what does it mean to you right now in this moment?
Right now in this moment, it's called Cross the Line because we sort of like crossed a line culturally, or however you might say it, maybe not culturally, but as a society, I guess, where things are just getting a little out of hand in a lot of ways. So it's like we're on the other side of that line and, you know, we got a long road ahead of us, and there's just a lot to be figured out. So for me, it means, you know, it's like not are we going to cross the line or are we going to go too far, but we have, and how are we going to deal with that, you know? But it also, you know, that's, yeah,
I guess. And then I kind of interpret it as almost like as a relationship. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's true. Be that too. Is that vague enough? Or
well, I think I'm debating whether ask you to elaborate more on this, or if you'd prefer to just leave it at that.
Well, there's one verse where it's just, what is it? White houses fade into the night where the light once shined, replaced with dark times. And I think that verse kind of sums up where I was originally coming from. So if you catch the, you know, innuendo.
Well, I think that's a good note to leave on there. So Dave and Lisa, thanks again so much for coming down to the studio today.
Thank you, Nolan.
Thanks for having us.